Okay, so we've covered this story now from almost every angle, but not this one. And perhaps it's the most important. What should same-sex couples wear on their wedding day? Here to tell us, none other than gay style icon Carson Kressley of that show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Hi, Carson.
How are
I'm
you?
fine, thank you. Okay, well, let's start with the guys. Should they wear matching tuxes?
They're probably not exactly the same as individuals. They probably have their own personalities, hopefully. To express that, they probably want to wear something different. It doesn't have to be drastically different.
Tuxes, yes.
They could wear tuxes. It depends on the type of wedding that it's going to be and where it's going to be and what's appropriate. And if it's a nighttime black tie dressed up affair, then yeah, tuxes would be great. And they probably shouldn't match. You know, one guy might look better in something that's a three button. One guy might look better in something that's a two button.
If you could dress a celebrity gay couple for their wedding, how would you dress them? Why don't we just take Ellen DeGeneres and Portia?
They're a perfect example of two brides who have vastly different styles and different comfort levels. Portia tends to, you know, be all, you know, a lot more frilly and dressed up and a little bit more red carpety. And Ellen is glamorous in her own way, but it's a little bit more tailored, a little bit more reserved.
She likes the white suit. What do you think of that?
You know, you have to be careful with a white suit because when you do something that's truly, truly white, you can look like John Travolta from Saturday Night Fever. It's always better to go with a little creaminess to it, a little bit more of a eggshell color.
And so in that situation...
Well, who can wear white anymore? No one's a virgin nowadays. Come on.
What about George Takei?
George Takei.
Takei.
I think for guys, it's a day where you should feel really, really handsome and look probably the best you ever want to look. And they don't have to be tuxedos. They can just be a beautiful suit that's tailored and fitted beautifully and beautifully accessorized.
So no Star Trek uniforms, in other words.
I wouldn't recommend it. You know, maybe invite Bill Shatner and that'll be enough.
Well, speaking of camp, what about drag?
If someone wants to get married in drag, you know, more power to them. Just make sure it's good drag.
Okay. What are some definite no-nos?
Costume weddings where it's like, you know, we're going to dress like the cast of Bonanza. I think that's a little weird because you're going to look back on those photos and instead of looking your best and your most beautiful, you're going to be looking kind of silly.
So all this talk about marriage, is it making you think about it? Are you thinking maybe you'd want to give it a shot?
Yeah, maybe. I'm a little bit worried about gay divorce, though. It's probably going to be so much worse than straight divorce.
How so?
I'm afraid my boyfriend will take all of my shoes and my house. But who knows? I'd be up for giving it a whirl.
You would?
Yeah, I'm just glad that we, you know, that we have the right to in some states and hope that, you know, things keep moving forward so that we can just, you know, just have the same rights as our straight peers.
Yeah. And what would you wear?
I'd probably wear something really, really beautiful from YSL, from Yves Saint Laurent. And I'd probably do like a nighttime thing.
So dark colors?
I'd probably wear navy. Probably wear a navy tuxedo. For me personally, I just want to look as handsome as I possibly could. And hopefully I'd have a really hot fiancé next to me named Julio from Brazil.
And what would Julio wear?
Whatever he looks hottest in. Maybe a Speedo.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
You're so welcome. It's my pleasure.
It's Carson Kressley of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.